Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
What's up, Brad?
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we talked a lot yesterday about different things. We want to talk about training camp and just kind of the overall picture. The Bears obviously back at work, but they're doing it at Halas Hall. They got their preparations going on for Friday night, the second preseason game in New York against the Giants. What did we learn out of training camp? What was your number one takeaway from camp?
Well, I mean, they're special on defense. I think not that you weren't aware of that heading down to Bourbonnais, but when you watch that on a day-in and day-out basis, just seeing the talent that they have on that side of the ball, seeing, I think, some improved speed on the roster this year, maybe a little bit. I think that's probably fair to say. And then, you know, I think another really big takeaway is just there's a different vibe around this team that you haven't seen before. I think they had confidence going into the season last year from what they accomplished in training camp, and you could sense that they felt like they were putting something together a year ago, but they hadn't gone out and done anything. And if you win the division and roll off 12 victories in the regular season, you have accomplished something. And they were walking the walk and talking the talk, I think, in training camp. And they've yet to accomplish a thing in the postseason, but there's a real, aura around this bunch right now. Whether that remains after the September 5th game against the Packers, I don't know. But this might be the most confident I've ever seen a Bears team, and that includes after the Super Bowl 41 team.
That's interesting, Brad. You know, we talk so much about Mitch Trubisky and what's at stake for him and his career this season because of the contract that looms and all that conversation that comes with that. But have we overstated, do you think, the importance of this season? Because as much as it is important for him individually, collectively, as you just point out, this team can win with a quarterback that doesn't have to take that next step necessarily to stardom. He doesn't have to be that guy because, and it relates to our 5-at-5 question, is the scheme good enough to offset Trubisky's perceived shortcomings? And I think the answer to that, my answer to that was yes.
Well, it's an important season for him. There's no question about that. I think, and I've said this on the show previously, by the time we get to the end of this season, you ought to have a really good idea of what Mitch Trubisky is and what he is going to be for the Chicago Bears. I'm not saying that you hit a career ceiling at the end of this season for him. That's not the case at all. At the end of year three in the league and year two in the offense, the guy should not be at a ceiling. But I think you ought to have a really good indication of where he's at and what direction he's headed. So in that sense, it's very important for Mitch Trubisky. For them, you know, the window's open right now for a championship run. And that's very significant. And it's not going to close after this year. and it probably doesn't have to close after next year. But when the quarterback gets a new contract, and assuming that that's in the future for him, and things would have to go very, very awry for him to not receive a second quarter or a second contract from the Bears. But when the quarterback gets that contract, the dynamics of the roster change, and we've seen that happen with a lot of different teams. And that also doesn't mean that the window closes, but the roster certainly takes on a different composition after the quarterback's been paid, after some of these other super talented players on the roster are paid, and then that becomes a completely different ball game potentially for the team. So Mitch has got to be good this year for them to win a Super Bowl. I mean, let's face it, he's got to be really good. He's got to be really good because you've got to be really good to win football games in January, especially if you have to go on the road to tackle any of those opponents.
When we look at them, and you know, is it possible that the window is open for a long time here? Or, as you're talking about, once you start paying players, you know, they got to get their success now before they get their money, because once they get their money, it's harder to have extended success because it's just difficult to put players around them. You got a guy in Khalil Mack that is at the perfect point in his career, and he will be a great player moving forward. I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying I don't know that this won't be his best season. He seems primed for that kind of a jump, and I don't know that lasts forever. But for a guy like him, he's probably got 3 years of great play in front of him before he becomes more of a wily veteran guy. What is he, 28, right? So you want to get those great years in before you hit 30.
Yeah, I mean, those freaky pass rushers can remain at a very high level, probably to 32, 33, provided they stay healthy. You know, we've got to see what happens with him. And to address the first question about the window, I think sometimes you see in the NFL where the windows don't stay open for as long as people thought they could, people thought they should, and it's because of a variety of reasons. You know, it takes you've got to have a lot of things moving in the right direction to be in that championship hunt, and injuries can derail it. You have one injury and a player unhappy. You know, a lot of different things can happen. The Bears' window is open right now, and Ryan Pace has made some excellent draft picks the last couple of years to give them some young players who are outstanding that are on rookie contracts. And if he can continue to do that, which that's a year-to-year proposition, but the more they can continue to do that, absolutely, the longer that window is going to be open, potentially the wider that window is going to be open, but they've got to go for it now. And I think that's why you've seen them be super aggressive. And you really can't wait. And so we'll have to see what unfolds. But there's a big opportunity in front of them. There's some other super talented teams in the NFC.
Right.
I think it's going to be it's going to be a fascinating season because there's people in Chicago that are saying Super Bowl or bust, but what do you think they're saying in New Orleans, where you know they were a missed pass interference call away from being in that Super Bowl a year ago? The Rams have still got a loaded roster.
Eagles are improved.
Yeah, the Eagles are better. I mean, you just look around the NFC and there's some teams that are going to be quite formidable.
Brad, when you look at the Bears' defense, and obviously they've had a preseason where you describe them as being ready to take that next step and be as dominant as before, HaHa Clinton-Dix and Buster Skrine are the two new guys, really, the guys who are going to be incorporated into this, you know, starting unit, if you will, if they have 12 starters because Skrine's a nickelback. What have you seen from them? This preseason has been pretty quiet, and maybe that's a good thing because continuity I think can be a strength and probably an asset for this defense.
Yeah, I think with this defense, what we're waiting for really is to get some regular season games behind us so we can kind of try to take a closer look at it and see, okay, what are the really key differences here that jump out between what Chuck Pagano is trying to do and what Vic did, and how's it working? And because it is going to be different, a lot of stuff will probably look quite the same. Ultimately, what matters the most, I think, is they've got the athletes. They've got the players, because as we say time and time again, talent is going to trump scheme every day of the week. I'll take the roster with the far superior players than I will the team that's got the better coach, because I just think that, you know, there's some things that some of these guys do that Vic or Chuck, either one of them, can't coach. You know, that's how special some of these guys are. So I want to see some of the nuanced differences. I want to see, is Chuck really going to blitz a lot more? Would blitzing a lot more make sense when you're paying Khalil Mack, one of the game's finest pass rushers, the kind of money you are? If they do blitz more, does that impact their secondary at all? So I think there's some just key questions off the top that we're not going to get answers to until we see actual real games. We can't get an answer to that question against the Giants this Friday night or the following week down in Indianapolis. It's going to take a little bit of time.
So what's left to prove? Is it just a matter of backing it up now, or is there anything out there that needs to unfold in order for this to happen?
Well, I think what they've got to prove health, because if you want to if you want to go out and make this happen, I think you've got to be as absolutely as healthy as possible, and they're in pretty good shape right now. Looks like Anthony Miller, the wide receiver, is going to miss a little bit of time here with an ankle, but Matt Nagy expressed optimism. He'll be ready to go for the opener.
Burton?
Yeah, I mean, the Trey Burton thing, get him out there where he can function on, you know, game day and hopefully practice regularly during the week. But, yeah, I think they've got to go out and back it up. They've got to go out and do it. They've got to go out and prove it. Matt Nagy said, you know, one of the things is they can't be complacent. Well, you know, some of those guys, they'd be pretty foolish to be complacent considering they didn't do a damn thing
right
in January.
That's right.
They didn't do anything in January.
Yeah.
And, you know, offensively, they scored 15 points in a home playoff game.
Right.
That's so
it's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. So they've got to go out and prove it.
I know we're short on time. Brad, are the Bears complacent about their backup quarterback situation? I mean, they didn't address it. Do you have faith in Chase Daniel?
It's all about Mitch. Every guy in the room is about Mitch. Should they have had a guy that, yeah, maybe?
Yeah, I think you could do a lot worse than Chase Daniel right now. You really could. You look around the league at some of the backup quarterback situations, you're going to struggle to play with your number two. Most of the time, I'm with it's all about Mitch. You know, Mitch goes down for an extended period of time, and they're going to have some issues. If any team's top quarterback goes down, 90% of the time, they're going to have some issues as well.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That's our guy, Big Z.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.